Praise God. From Joshua, the first chapter, verses 1 through 6, I will begin reading. Praise God. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Epirus, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to say before thee all the days of thy life, as I was with Moses. So I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swore unto thy fathers to give them. Amen. For this is the word of God, and God's word is already blessed. You may be seated in the presence of God. Amen. Here the book of Joshua was written by him, except the account of his death in chapter 24. The date of writing could be as early as 1400 B.C. before Christ, or as late as 1200 B.C. before Christ. In this book, the Israelites crossed the Jordan into the land of Canaan with Joshua, now the heir to Moses' leadership. Amen?
Amen.
There are two distinct parts to the book. The first describes the conquest of Canaan. The second gives explicit details of the dividing of the land among the tribes. Amen?
Amen.
So here, Joshua 1 and 9, praise God. Have not I command thee, be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And my theme this morning, be strong and be of good courage. The Lord will make a way.
Amen.
I believe that's good news. Am I right about it? Amen. And see, the word for you this morning is, listen, I don't care what's going on around you. Amen. The word is telling us to be strong.
Amen.
Be of good courage.
Amen.
For the Lord will what?
Strengthen you.
He will make a way. Amen. So just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
The Lord.
Make a way.
Now encourage yourself. Say, self.
Self.
The Lord.
The Lord.
Will make a way.
Make a way.
I have a question for the house. Have God ever made a way out of no way for you? The first chapter, we begin to look at a period of time when Moses had died and the Lord had chosen Joshua, who was Moses, amen, field commander, to be next in line to lead his people. Amen.
Amen.
Joshua was to lead the people to possess the land on the other side of Jordan.
Amen.
God even made a promise to Joshua as he had made to Moses. Aren't you glad? Amen. I love it that God is not a God of any respect of person. Amen.
Yeah.
And I know that in order for God to bless you with the promises, praise God. See, because I need to let the people know, amen, that God don't bless people, hallelujah, that's living contrary to the word of God. Amen. Some people will say, you know, who's not in the will. What do you mean not in the will? Meaning you are not lined up with the word. Hello. Meaning you hear the word, but you're not living according to the word.
Yeah.
Let's not get it twisted, amen. The Lord Moses, from the wilderness Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Ephrates, all the land of the Hittite shore, and unto the great sea, giants, tell us about it, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. I believe that's why, huh? That's a broad area, God said, and he's going to bless you, amen. You say, everywhere your feet thread upon the ground, he's going to bless you, amen. So if you want God to bless you, you got to be living according to the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, that's real right there.
Amen.
You see, God had an inheritance for his people. And he has one for you too. Do you believe that?
Oh, yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. I'm going to get mine. Say amen. See, one thing that the saints need to know, praise God, my blessings are not predicated on you.
Okay.
And your blessings are not predicated on me.
Right.
Your blessings are predicated on your relationship with God. Hello, somebody.
Yeah.
Your blessings are predicated on you living according to the word of God, according to the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
I'm tired of people thinking God's going to bless mess. They're so quick to tell you, well, you know, God said he's going to bless you with the desires of my heart. We serve a God The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
Come on.
The Lord, He is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. Just as God instructed Abram, Noah, Moses, and Joshua with a promise to possess. Amen. You're sitting here today, and God has given you a burning desire in your heart to possess. Amen. But one way or another, you have allowed doubt to sit in. Amen. Let me tell you something. Doubt don't mix with faith, baby.
Amen.
As I said earlier, either you're going to trust Him or you're not. Either you got faith or you don't. Hello, somebody. If you want God to move, you got to have faith, amen. You got to bless. You got to believe it even if you can't see. You got to believe Him even when you can't trace Him. You got to trust Him at all times. Hello, somebody.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, we got to learn how to encourage ourselves. Have a pure heart, amen. You got to have clean hands. Come on. even told him, look, tell the people, praise God, that they're going to need to bring food.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. For within 3 days, you shall pass over this Jordan to go in to possess the land.
Yes, Lord.
Which the Lord your God giveth you to possess it.
Amen.
How many of you right now, God told you to go over there, march around that building 7 times?
All right.
How many of you got faith to believe that? I don't care how the people look at you thinking you crazy. Look at them Bible full of people. Why are they walking around that building? They even don't worry about the people passing up and down the highway. Amen. Ever they in the building? And God told you to go walk on that lane, walk around the building 7 times? I got crazy and radical faith like that. How many of you got the earth and the Lord, the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein? I got that kind of radical faith. I got the faith, hallelujah, the size of a mustard seed. And baby, that ain't bigger than hot. It's big and smaller than a rice grain. But I got that kind of crazy faith. If God say do it, I say, okay, God, well, I'm going to stop doing it. And I'm going to walk around the building by myself. Because if I have somebody with you that don't have faith to believe that God is going to do it. Well, you say, anywhere that my feet tread upon the land, that it is blessed, that he shall bless it. Hallelujah. Need to get your food, prepare enough food for 3 days.
Yes, Lord.
Because we got to go and cross over that Jordan. And then we're going to go in there. Can you look? Josh said, we're going to possess that land. Josh said they had to go in the land where the Hittites was at. Baby, hello, somebody. Yeah. See, when God tell you, you prepare yourself, you better prepare yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Hello, somebody. You need to go on a fast. You need to turn that plate over. Hello, somebody. You need to see God, amen, and what it is that he wants you to do. Hello. Because you ain't going to possess nothing, baby, that you haven't prepared yourself for. Hello. Saints, prepare yourselves. God has given you a vision. Listen, God gave you a vision. Write it down.
Amen.
Write it down. Put that little thing that God has given you, put it in your bathroom mirror so when you wake up, brush your teeth, wash your face, you can look at that thing. Hello.
Yes, Lord.
Write it down and then start working towards the vision. Amen. That God has given to you.
Amen.
Draw the plans. Prepare yourselves to possess the promises that God has revealed to you.
All right.
Let me tell you something. When God has revealed to you, others may not understand it.
Come on.
Well, why? Because he gave it to them.
All right.
He gave it to you. And because he gave it to you, it's for you to work it out. Hello, somebody. It's for you to listen to his voice, and I ain't going to need you to get it done. Hello, somebody. Amen. Everybody ain't going to be on your way, baby. Everybody ain't going to be pulling and pushing you, baby, to get to your destination. Everybody don't want to see you, honey, getting a coast to coast, land to land. Oh, hello. Everybody that's walking with you, baby, ain't for you. Hello, somebody. Don't you know that some people are only attached to you because of where you're going? Don't you know that some people only want to be friends with you, honey, because of what you've got? Hello.
Woo! All right, now.
Look at here.
All right.
Because see, naysayers will become a hindrance to you. You got to. for those who are listening, possess the promises that God has for you. Amen. Whatever your joy may be in your life, I'm coming to a close. Whatever your joy may be in your life, saints, we need to make up our minds today. You need to make up your mind. Either you're going to stay over on the other side.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Or you've had enough where now you're ready to cross over to Jordan.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. To get to the other side that God has prepared for you. That the blessings that God have waiting for you. I believe you need to have a made up mind.
Amen.
And what you're going to do and who you're going to serve. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And when you get there, don't forget to say thank you, Lord.
Amen.
When God bless you, don't forget to thank Him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I say, how dare people, just like a parent, expect to hear thank you from their children when they give them something, if you serve them dinner, if you buy something, a parent expects to hear thank you.
Amen.
Well, just like God is our Heavenly Father, He expects to hear thank you from you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And if you're appreciative enough, amen, you're going to say thank you.
Woo!
If you got a heart of gratitude, you're going to say thank you.
Amen.
When I go shopping in the store, I say, Lord, I thank you for allowing me to shop in your store. God, I thank you for your money. Because don't get it twisted, baby. You work for it. Hello, somebody. But it was God who blessed you with the job. It was God who woke you up to go on the job. It was God to move up on the supervisor heart to keep a fire in your tail. It was God who stepped in, baby. Hello, somebody. You thought you was next to me what laid on. But it was God who stepped in.
Woo!
So we need to tell the Lord thank you.
Thank you.
We need to tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
For bringing us into a place where He can bless us. Amen.
Thank you.
We need to be grateful for all that He's doing in our lives. Amen.
Yeah.
Past, present, and future.
Woo!
We need to look to the hill for which cometh our helper. Because our help coming from the Lord. We need to always say, Daddy, I thank you. God, I love you. God, I adore you. God, I thank you. Hallelujah. So Father God, as you take me into the Jordan, as you cross me over, God, Father, I'm going to leave behind all my naysayers. You need to disconnect yourself from some people. Hallelujah. You need to let go of Sweet Pea. That thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He's saying, let me tell you something. I don't care what it look like in the natural. He said, don't you turn to the left hand and don't you turn to the right. What you need to do is keep your mind focused on God. You need to keep your mind focused on Him and on the plans that He's given to you.
Amen.
I don't care what it look like in the natural, because see what's going on in the natural. Something big is going on in the says, this book of the law shall not depart out of their mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. All you got to do is take this word, meditate on this word day and night,
amen,
and then give God back His word.
Yeah.
that, you got to be living upright.
Come on, help the house.
Hello, somebody.
Hello.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of good courage? Be not afraid. Let me tell y'all something. Fear man? Why? They got two legs just like you.
All right. Amen.
Why? The person we need to be fearing that people are not fearing anymore is God.
Amen.
Amen.
No, if they were fearing God, honey, we wouldn't have so much murder going on. We wouldn't have children being disobedient. Hell, somebody to their parents, mother, or grandparents. We don't have fear. We have fear. We wouldn't have the pastors around here having girlfriends on the side. If they feared God, we wouldn't have the deacons running around here with that little sugar mama on the side. The church feared God. Neither be thou dismayed, yes. For the Lord thy God is with thee, yes. Whithersoever thou goest. I'm finished now. He said, don't be afraid. Yes. He said, don't be afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. God said, don't be dismayed about nothing that's going on around you. Don't be dismayed about it. Yes. Don't you know God got your back?
Yes.
Hello, somebody. Because God said his word, Joshua 1 and 9, he said, hallelujah, he said, God is with thee, whithersoever. Even when you're creeping in the dark, he right there.
All right.
Even when you're sneaking out to the club, he right there.
All right.
There is nothing that is new underneath the heavens.
Yeah.
Amen. Whatever you're doing, baby, God is right there. Hello.
Yeah.
Amen. So as I close, hello, somebody. Amen. Fear no man.
Amen.
Hello, somebody. And you want to make sure, praise God, that you're walking upright so that God, he can bless you.
All right.
He can bless your feet everywhere you thread upon the ground.
All right.
Hello, somebody, that it is blessed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That his favor go before you, that you can reap the benefits that God has in store for his very elect. Hallelujah. Because
right.
God would not withhold any of the thing from his people who are walking upright.
All right.
Hallelujah. Come on, clap your hands and tell the Lord, thank you.
Amen.
We come to the end of our service today.
Amen.
Praise God. Isn't he awesome?
Yes.
Awesome God.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. I thank God for the word. Thank God for his strength. Thank God for the anointing.
Yeah.
Praise God. It's my desire that you guys were encouraged today.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he was.